The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the National Intel Report. Well, John, he is under the weather tonight, and he was crazy enough to trust me with his jewel. Now, you know this program. This is John's baby. Anyway, this is Hisham Tilawi. For those of you who listen to my current issues radio program on Sundays, and I did sub for John a couple of times, and I'm glad to do it tonight. I haven't done 2 hours in a long time and on a short notice, but thank God we have plenty of material to discuss. Now, maybe it's some of you hear me for the first time, and maybe you've heard of me, but you really haven't heard me before. I'm one of those hosts on the network that says it just like it is. And I say things the way I feel and the way I think, not the way somebody wants me to say it. And I don't say things to please people out there. I mean, I don't want to sound ugly and rude. I mean, I love everybody. But I'm not looking for popularity here. And I just say things the way I feel. And I think that's how people should be. That way we give people – and by the way, John does it very well. I listen to John's program, and he does it very well. I mean, I'm not putting a plug here for John, but really and truly, he does. He just says it the way it is, and he doesn't care if people like it or not. He's not one of those to just pick up on a line – and that somebody else said or created and run with it. And that's me. Now, I mean, what are we going to talk about tonight? Is there anything in the country to talk about besides the new president that we have? Now, for those of you who don't get a chance to listen to my Sunday program, I do have a somewhat different take on Donald Trump than many of the hosts that you hear here on the network, and definitely a different take than John's. I've listened to John, and we don't see, and we're not supposed to, you know, no two people supposed to see 100% and be 100% exactly thinking about the issues. So when Donald Trump first announced just like anybody else who is familiar with Donald Trump and what Donald Trump, you know, you've seen him on TV, you've seen him, you've been following him. Definitely his sensational stories with his wives. It's something, and his golf courses, etc. So you've taken Donald Trump, you know, it's like you get used to an actor in a particular role, let's say a comedian. For many years, they are in that role, and all of a sudden, they are making drama movies. So when Donald Trump announced, I was like, just like everybody else, yeah, sure, yeah, why not? Go ahead. It's free country. Anyone can do anything they want. But then the more I started listening to Donald Trump, the more I said, wait a minute, this guy really has something that we need to listen to. And in December 2016, 15 actually, when he was in front of the Republican Jewish Coalition and told them flat out, and that's when everybody started calling him an anti-Semitic and hating the Jews, etc., etc. We're going to get into that subject here later. But he went in front of them and said, I don't need your money. And to me, that was music to my ears. For somebody has the guts to stand in front of the people who control, I was going to say who control God, but I'm not going that far because you'd be mad at me. No one controls God. But these people think they're close to it. And they control everything. They control money. Definitely they do control the Federal Reserve Bank. I mean, you guys on this network, probably the most knowledgeable of all the people in the United States about the Federal Reserve Bank, that it's a private institution made up of 13 Jewish families. You've heard the stories. I don't want to go in details, but you've heard the stories. Not stories, really. You've heard the facts of how the Federal Reserve Bank was created, at first in secrecy, and then they ran it through into the Federal Reserve Bank Act of, I think, 1907 or 1909 or something, and it became a congressional act that was actually signed into law, and it became the law of the land. The Federal Reserve Bank, it's the only institution in the United States. It's not federal, it's not government, it's private, but all private institutions are governed by the laws. They're not above the laws, and they are governed by the checks and balances that all these banking institutions have to go through, except them. No one regulates them. No one gets to say who sits on the board except them. Now, yeah, they do give us they give the president the privilege of appointing the Federal Reserve Bank chairman. And if you know who these chairmen were, you know what they are. I don't want to say they are of a particular faith or a particular religion, but they are definitely belong to one certain group of people. But tonight we're not really talking about the Federal Reserve Bank. I just wanted to show you their power. So they got plenty of power. And you know the power they have on our political system. The Zionist lobby, the Jewish lobby in the United States, it's the strongest. And you have you have heard everything about them. But the more people talk about them and the more people expose them, it seems like they get stronger and stronger, and this web that they send out to control the pieces that are running in this world, not just in this country, it's like they are succeeding more and more and more and more. So, having been so powerful, Donald Trump went in front of this giant, the Republican Jewish Coalition, and he told them, I don't want your money. Now, why did he go there to start with? You know, if he doesn't need them and doesn't need their money, why go and make it in your face, I don't want your money? That, and these Republican Jewish Coalition, these are the backbone of the Republican Party. They're very strong, very powerful, extremely powerful. But he was able to do that. And that's at that time when I said, you know what? This guy has something. No one, because remember, every one of them, even congressmen, and even people who want to be or run for Congress, they have to go and visit the wall, the Wailing Wall, that is, and put the yarmulke on their head and pray to the wall. You've seen it. All our presidential candidates actually did it. Now, Trump did not do it. Trump did not do it. He didn't go there. Yet he went to the Republican Jewish Coalition and told them, I don't need you. I don't need your money. So I started saying, okay, we need to listen to this guy. Now, the more I listened to him, the less or the more discouraged I got. And actually, after endorsing him in the beginning, I withdrew my endorsement. Not that it really meant any difference. I mean, he didn't lose any votes, but maybe, you know, my votes, when I withdrew my endorsement of him. But I'm not seeing this guy really. And everybody says, well, give him time, give him time. Sure, you can give him all the time in the world. But I'm really having a problem with the way he makes decisions. His decision-making process scares the heck out of me, and it should scare the heck out of you. The way he does things is outrageous. Okay. Last weekend, I don't know, Friday night or Saturday night, he was in Florida at a rally in Florida. You know, when you become the president of the United States, it's your job to unite the country and make sure that the country is at peace with each other. Not to stir things up and not to divide the country the way it's divided. Now, the people who were, and please, I'm a Republican. I don't want anyone to think, oh, so he wanted Hillary. No, I did not want Hillary. Okay? So let's just put a stop to that right now. If you're thinking of that, oh, he must be one of them liberals. No, I'm not a liberal. And no, I did not want Hillary. I think that's probably the problem that the Democrats did, is they chose Hillary. But anyway, you know, I did not see in his rally, I did not see any difference from the candidate Donald Trump to the president Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump was going after a certain group of people in the United States, and you can't tell me no. He was able to mobilize behind him a certain group of people. Now, from among this certain group of people happened to be people who did not care much about the Jews. Let's get back to the rally, and then we're going to talk about this point. The rally was still dividing. He's still going after the division of this country. It's not like he's talking to get people together. No. He is inflaming the people who supported him to be even more and more rigid against the other camp. That's not a way to unite the country. You cannot unite the country by just saying, oh, I'm the president of all Americans. You can't just do that. It's not going to happen. What you say, and you have to agree with me, when Donald Trump talks, people listen. And it doesn't matter what he says, many people will listen. Think about it as hypnosis. These buzzwords that he uses. You know, make America great again. You know, right away, yeah. And you have no idea what it takes. And many people did not know what it means, but some people know what it means. Or when he says, we need to secure this, we need to secure, we can't be... Fine. But don't use these words to divide the people. And don't use your rallies to divide the people more and more in the country. Now, let's get back into the point that I just kind of kicked in here a while ago, which is a large segment of the people who supported Donald Trump, they were either openly, now I don't want to say anti-Semitic, because that is a weapon that they created to hit everyone, and it's a big gun. I mean, if you get shot by the anti-Semitic gun, you're dead. So once they label you with that, you're gone. But a large group of his supporters were actually openly criticizing the Jewish influence in this country. Now, anyone who criticizes the Jewish influence in the country is labeled right away as anti-Semitic. And many of these groups, actually, they were openly, and I have a problem with people hating a race. You know, many of those groups actually hate Jews for being Jews, and they're openly doing that. And these are some of Donald Trump's supporters. Now, we're not saying all of Donald Trump's supporters are like that, but these people actually supported him. Today, actually, Donald Trump, for the first time, he said something. He was visiting the museum, the African American Heritage, and he responded to some of these threats against Jewish synagogues and Jewish places of worship. And he said for the first time, he said that these anti-Semitic threats is a horrible thing, etc., etc. And there's the music, and we will be right back.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm your host for the evening. I'm subbing for John. I am your host, Hisham Tilawi. Okay. Now, by the way, the phone number is 800-313-9443. And the website is at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Give it to some of your friends and maybe they will call. 800-313-9443. Now, I'm really having a problem with Donald Trump. I feel we're going to be going through a disaster. And by the end of these 2 hours, you will have an opportunity to hear me and know exactly where I'm coming from. You know, those who oppose Donald Trump, we're not talking about few hundreds or few thousands. We are talking about the country is split in half or even more. Just to give you an idea, 87% of Republicans still support Donald Trump. Now, you have 98% of Democrats don't support him. I want you to think about these numbers. And also, I want you to think of the way he makes his decisions. Like with the immigration thing that the court said, nope, and... So what does he do? His response came out today. To me, I don't think the courts will find or anyone will be able to find a way to actually get at him to stop his executive orders. And to stop his direction in solving the problems. Now, because the court stopped him, and his first response was, see you in court. I mean, this is the President of the United States. I understand you did not want a politician in there, but you can't tell me it doesn't work, people. You can't tell me you don't want a heart surgeon in the operation room. You can't tell me you don't want football players on the football field. Now, maybe you can sit in your own home and in your own little world, say, I don't want a politician. Yeah, Donald Trump. But you've got to think about Donald Trump and the way he makes his decisions. It should scare you, not just me. So because he did not like what the court had done, and he went to a higher court, and the higher court said no, and he was going to be crazy enough to go, because when he said, we'll see you in court, that means he's going to the Supreme Court. As soon as I heard that, I said, oh my God, the guy is really crazy. And if he goes to the Supreme Court, I knew he will lose. The next day, they came out. I guess that's, I'm not familiar with the music, but I guess that's the music that I said we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To find in the morning papers, it's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, we're back, and we will be going to the phones, actually, here in a few minutes. But I'm going to tell you where I'm going with all this talk. This talk is going to what Donald Trump did today. Donald Trump, what he did. Now, remember his immigration thing that the court said no, and he said, we'll see you in court. And I said, if the guy goes to the Supreme Court, he'll really be crazy, and he's crazy enough to do it. But the next day, they pulled back because he was going to lose. And I guarantee you, if he would have went to the Supreme Court and lost, it'll be the end of him. That's it. So that's why he did not go to the Supreme Court, because he will lose, because what they did was wrong. Because they did it without thinking. So what they do today? Now, what they did today, in my opinion, is legal. I don't think anyone is going to have a problem with what they did today. What they did today is basically decided to enforce the laws that are on the books. And if you listen to me over the years on RBN, I did say, and I say this all the time, that the United States is not treating its illegals like other countries treat their illegals. Number one, you're not going to go into a country illegally and stay in the country. And you're not going to be going through no detention centers. They're not going to be taking you to court. They're not going to be feeding you and housing you. They're going to pick you up and throw you at the border. And even if you go into the country legally, they know who you are. They know when your visa will expire. And if your name is not, does not go through the airports, before or on the day that your visa is expired, they know who you are and they're going to come for you. They will pick you up, take you to the airport or to the border, and you're leaving. Now, that's what Donald Trump wants to do. And I'm sure you don't have a problem with him, but I do. Not because what he's doing is illegal. No, because we have probably about 20 million illegals in the country, illegal aliens. Now, they keep throwing out we have 12 million. No, I guarantee you we have over 20 million, because who's keeping up tabs? Who's keeping up numbers? And that's a very small and moderate guess, actually. The number could probably even be more than 25 million. Most of these people, by the way, most of them, the vast majority of them, are working. They have been here for many years. They have families here. They work in construction. They work in farming. They work in factories. They work in restaurants. They work all over the place. 25 million of them working. Now, when you come overnight and you start directing even local police departments to catch these people and throw them, arrest them and deport them, he is given his directions. He directed his people around him to erect new detention facilities. How many are these? The FEMA camps that we've been hearing about? And incidentally, many of the people who were talking about FEMA camps, they ended up lining up behind Donald Trump. So, what do you think is going to happen to these people? Do you think these illegals, these 20-some millions of them, many of them have families here, they're raising their children here, do you think they're going to go to the nearest police station and turn themselves in? No, they're not. They're going to go deeper and deeper in the country. Now, where do you think deeper and deeper is? Drugs? Prostitution? But that's not where they'll end up going. Crime. Try crime. When people... these people have to live. When they no longer can be on top of a roof to change the roof. And by the way, the next time you see a crew, a construction crew, roofers, framers, sheetrockers, tiles, you stop there and see who's working there. You go in the back of your restaurants and see who's doing the cooking and the dishwashing. You go into your hotels, go into your the maintenance and the housekeeping and see who's there. Go into nursing homes. Go into hospitals. That's where you will find these people. And the first time they hear of one of them being deported, they're all not going to go to work. They're going to go underground. They have to live. How can they live? If they can't live by legally earning money, they're going to get it illegally. And it's not just drugs and prostitution. Try others. Try kidnapping, robberies, breaking in, stealing cars. 25 million people who will be running scared. You tell me if this was a good idea to actually come out and do this just because you want to get back at the judges? Just because you want to do something to get back at the people who stopped you? You know what? I guarantee you the 87% of Republicans who support Donald Trump, they're going to support him on this. Because we are supporting, or they are, I'm not supporting Trump. Now, if he can get to these laws, if he can get to these laws the way other countries do it, fine, but it's going to take you time to do this. You can't come overnight and say this is what you're going to do. It's not going to happen. You're going to create a huge problem for everybody. You know, local police, they can't handle that. They're going to be stopping people just for the way they look. Because that's exactly how it's going to be. Anyway, well, it looks like we're probably going to leave the next hour for your phone calls. But I think I can catch one or two before the end of the program. Let's go to Steve in Canada on one. Steve.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I've visited America dozens of times. Like, I took my kids to Disneyland. I worked in Houston training some people down there. And I've never had a problem getting into that country. All you got to do is call ahead. Talk to the consulate. They give you a stamp on your passport. Takes about 6 weeks. I've never had a problem getting in there legally. So.
You're Canadian.
Yeah, well,
I didn't think. Wait a minute, Steve. Do you even need a visa? You don't need a visa.
Yeah, of course you need a visa. You can't just walk across the border.
As a Canadian?
I mean, you can do it legally. You can't. I work for a company that... I train people in Houston.
Are you a Canadian citizen, though?
We have like a 6-month advance. Sorry?
Are you a Canadian citizen?
Yeah, I'm a Canadian citizen.
I thought
even to go on vacation, I have to call ahead.
I know Europeans in many countries, they don't need a visa to come in. And I thought Canada was one of those countries that you don't need a visa to come in. Now, you do need a visa to stay, and maybe that's why you needed a visa, because you were staying
working. I needed
a tourist.
No, I've gone down as a tourist, but we also call ahead because I have two children, so you got to have their passports ready and stuff. I went to Disneyland three times. I got two kids. You got to have your visas ready. You call the consulate. You get a stamp on your passport. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's not a big deal for a Canadian, but I didn't even think that you needed that. But go ahead. No, now for Canadians, it's not a big deal. But for Mexicans, yeah, it is a big deal. For Hondurans, it is a big deal. For people in South America, it's not like, oh, send your or call the consulate and they're going to stamp your visa. It doesn't work that way.
Well, if the first thing you're going to do when you go to a new country is break their law, that's pretty disrespectful.
Do you hold on a second. Do you think all these, let's call them illegal aliens, those who are not here on a visa or they overstayed their visa, I mean, are you saying that they're all breaking laws?
Well, I'm saying if the first thing you're going to do when you walk into their country is not make a phone call and break their laws, don't go to their country.
All of them broke the law. All of them broke the law for coming in without a visa. But
that's disrespectful.
Well, okay, it's disrespectful.
If you're going to go to another country, call ahead. It's no big deal.
Well, it is a big deal, Steve. It's not a big deal for you. Do you think
well,
if
I'm
these
no different than a Mexican can come to the country and get a visa?
Oh my God, Steve, you're not serious, are you?
Well, you can't come from Mexico on a vacation to America?
No, it's not that
not?
Easy. Because
well, it is that easy because I've done it.
You've done it. You're Canadian. A German can't do it.
Americans
can't do it.
It's not different for Canadians or Mexicans.
There are certain countries.
It's not that big of a deal.
No, it is a big deal. Listen, Steve, I don't know where you're going with this, but most of these people who come here across the border, because they cannot just send their passports, get them stamped to come over here. It doesn't work that way. It's not a big deal for you because you are Canadian, and Canadians have a privilege. And as many other countries, by the way, like England, actually probably all of Europe, they don't need a visa. Australia, Canada, etc., they don't need a visa.
Well, you
Israel,
your passport
don't need a
before
visa.
You go. It's just the thing you do. I mean, everyone calls ahead.
Steve, when you have a family, look, we don't want to give them excuses why they come here. They are here. Let's talk about how we can solve this problem. Going and picking them up all is going to destroy. It's going to destroy the peace that we have in this country. Period. I mean, it's simple as that.
Okay, well, my second point then is that now we have a bunch of Somalis coming from America to Canada because they're scared that they're going to get deported. So our border is getting overrun with, migrants that are coming into Canada as refugees because they're scared of the American policy. They're going to get sent back.
Sure. I'll tell you what, a lot of people are scared of this, and a lot of people are scared of what happened today with his executive, where he directed the Department of Homeland Security to actually do all these. Now they're going to be catching these and removing them. Where do you think they're going to go? They're going
to
go underground.
Well, they're coming to Canada. That's one place.
They're coming to Canada.
Really,
I mean, well, I'll tell you what. They're probably all going to be going north.
Yeah, they are.
So I hope your prime minister, what's his name? Gertrude or something?
Trudeau.
Yeah.
Trudeau.
Peter
Trudeau.
I guess, he said he welcomes them, so you probably, they're probably, many of them in Minnesota, so they're close to you.
Yeah, well,
I don't think you're going to see a bunch of Mexicans there, but you never know.
I don't think it's going to be a bunch of Mexicans. We're getting a lot more Somalis, which is interesting because I don't know how the Somalis got from Somali through Brazil, through Mexico to America without claiming refugee status, but now they're coming to do it in Canada, so that's a lot of countries that are safer than where they come from.
I don't think the Somalis came from, they crossed the border. I think when we went in there in the 80s and 90s and destroyed that country, and created that refugees when the United States, when I say when we, I mean the United States, when it went in there into Somalia, broke up that country, and still broken until now. There was a bunch of refugees, and believe we had to take a bunch of them. But as I understand, there's a lot of them, like in Minnesota and New York, and you know, and those states. So yeah, they are close to you. You never know. Appreciate it, Steve.
Yeah, no, and I wouldn't say that all the blame's on America, because it's actually a NATO conquest that created a lot of the problems in the world. It wasn't an American conquest, and we're part of NATO, so.
Well, with Somalia, it was more the United States than America. You probably still remember when President Reagan, I believe, was fighting General Adid there in Somalia, and we pulled out when they downed that helicopter. Anyway, that's all we got. Steve, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm sitting in for John Stedmiller tonight. And all of you know by now, I am Hisham Tilawi, He probably not going to ask me to do this again. I don't know, but no, I think I'm making sense. Yeah, and probably by the way, on my program, most of the calls I get, they're not agreeing with me. They're opposite. So, and that's what I like, actually. You know, it's not fun when everybody calls you, they agree with you. Big deal. We don't learn anything. All right. I'm going with Williams in Montana on line 3. And then the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be all for you. So start lining up, 800-313-9443. William, you're up next.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Tawali.
You're welcome.
You know, I can understand why you're having a problem with Trump, but I think a deeper question is, are the Zio forces that have been destroying our country and dominating the courts, dominating Congress, dominating the mainstream media, are they having trouble with him?
Well,
because if he's giving them trouble, then even though he's not accomplishing things and he's not doing things as well as someone might want him to, that is the thing that he has to do.
William, let me answer your question. Let me answer your question with saying, go listen to my archives from Sunday, because I talked a lot on that. But I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to answer your question. I don't really believe he's given them problems. I really think this whole thing was a show, William. I really think, because listen, hear me out. Did you see Netanyahu?
Yes.
Now, do you think Netanyahu and Donald Trump, do you think Donald Trump acted like someone who has a problem with these people? No. Do you think when he sent David, what's his name? Is it not David Lieberman? Yeah, it is Lieberman, isn't it? The American ambassador. When he sent this guy, David Lieberman, this guy is a Zionist, not just Jewish, he's Zionist. He is the guy who's building the settlements on the West Bank. This is something. And then when he comes out and destroys the two-state solution that the United States was instrumental in creating to have peace in that region, and it was Israel who caused that structure, the Oslo Peace Agreement that was signed in 1993, it was Israel and mainly Netanyahu was the reason that it did not work. But he gave Netanyahu what he wanted, which is no state, no two-state solutions. Forget about a Palestinian state. I don't see that as somebody who's having problem with these people and these people having problem with him.
Well, I don't think that anyone, would expect that this was going to be easy. I mean, this stranglehold has been going on for, 60, 80, 800 years. I mean,
and it's going to be more.
It's
going to
be more, but you got to get people. You got to give people hope that there is a way to attack them.
I'm sorry, it's Friedman, not Lieberman. Friedman, David Friedman. I knew I was not saying the right thing, but anyway, William, I appreciate it. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. We will be. Now, if you would like to be part of the program next hour, by all means, please do call, because we will have another hour, and I'll be more than happy to have you call back. Appreciate it. And, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be back for another hour, and I already see we have a few people lining up. If you want to be part of the program, please write the number down, 800-313-9443. And I don't want to make fun of Steve, but when he said, all you got to do is send your passport. Yeah, tell that to a Mexican. Anyway.
Find
some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.